Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Welcome to another sparkling edition of The Thought Police, this time not in front of a live audience, unlike last week. Kevin O'Sullivan, however, is here. I'm Mike Graham. Very good afternoon to you, Kevin.
Afternoon, Mike.
How are you doing?
All right. Been a great weekend. I've been up at 4:30, both Saturday and Sunday, doing the breakfast show. Really having a good time. Went out on Saturday night, and then yesterday, the afternoon, the big fixture, I went to Fulham to see us, us get fucking destroyed by fucking Coventry. 3-1.
No. So bastards. You went out on the lash on Saturday night.
I did, actually, yeah.
Had hardly any sleep. Went to do a radio show in the morning.
Yeah.
Then went to football. That's
I was enlivened by the lovely weather. Of course, when you get to Fulham, you get off at Hammersmith, if you go from my direction. Then you walk down the towpath. You can see the ground shimmering in the sun, the sunlight sparkling off the river. We're playing lowly mid-table Coventry. We're way ahead at the top of the league. They fucking destroyed us.
How come?
Because
we
played like cunts. Nah. That's why. Absolute shit.
Yeah, never mind. Well, at least you didn't fuck it up as much as Tiger Woods did in the Masters.
Yeah, but...
Well, you're going to tell me he did well.
Well, he did well to make the cut.
Yeah, but he was shit though, wasn't he?
You know, you and I, you're a good golfer. I've had my moments. Mm. We're not professionals, but we understand about golf.
We do.
People who don't play golf, they don't realise how fucking hard it is.
Yeah, exactly right.
And Tiger Woods, all credit to him for making the cut. But that's what can happen at Augusta. Mm. You know, you can be playing like a king and all of a sudden you're fucked.
Then suddenly it's all over. Well, at least you didn't get held up by those wankers from Extinction Rebellion over the weekend then, or did you? They occupied three fucking bridges, to my knowledge. On Friday, they did Tower Bridge where they were fucking hanging off it. Yeah. I would have just cut the ropes and then fall into the fucking drink, right? Yeah. And then Lambeth Bridge and Vauxhall Bridge on Sunday. And I saw this ridiculous woman saying, "All right, rebels, we're occupying this bridge and, you know, nobody's going to tell us when we can stop. We're here. It's our bridge. We're here until we want to leave."
Yeah.
I would have just turned a fucking hose on them. Turn them, you know, I don't even want them to go in the river. It doesn't have to be water cannon. Just make them soaking wet because it's not very warm at the moment. They'd soon fuck off home.
Stupid cunts. No one uses Tower Bridge anyway. So what the fuck damage are they
doing? No, I fucking do because that's where I live.
I'd only use it if it's like one of those bus drivers where you can leap from one end to the other. Did you see that picture?
Yeah, I did.
Fucking amazing. Mm. But yeah, funny enough, when I was doing your show on Friday morning, Richard Tice came and said, "Yes, we've got Extinction Rebellion on Tower Bridge." I went, "Oh, yeah." So I looked out the window and you know, you have those moments where you know you came really close. And I very really said, "Oh, yeah, there they are. Fuck them." Right. But I managed to say never
mind. It's quite difficult sometimes not to say that. But I mean, I looked at all sorts of coverage of them over the weekend because we were looking at videos, we were hearing them fucking talking to people.
Yeah.
They've lost the fucking plot. They've gone from being a sort of slightly irritating bunch of, you know, the great unwashed to now being represented by the NHS. There was NHS people there, was a group of doctors who were there. There was some woman who's like, "I'm on annual leave, but I work for the NHS and I feel it's really important." I'll tell you what's really important, darling. Get the fucking waiting list down. Go and help some people who are fucking sick. Don't bother sitting on Lambeth fucking Bridge, you stupid twat.
It's spiteful. It's virtue signalling. It's self-obsessive. And it's disruptive, you know. So was it not this week, but last week? I mean,
but it's also bollocks.
They keep cropping up with new names for themselves. Yeah, you know, Insulate Britain, and then the new
Just
new
Stop one, Oil.
Just Stop Oil. I mean, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, Just Stop Oil go to all the fucking refineries last week, and within about 2 hours, the fucking hospitals are pleading with them to lift their blockage so that so the hospitals.
Well,
can
there's lots of places
and they
now.
Say no. Mm. So they're basically saying our demonstration can kill people and we don't fucking care.
Right, because it's more important to save the planet. Yeah, this is the thing. Nobody believes a word they fucking say. I think they're losing the confidence of actually ordinary people who are just going, hang on a minute, you know, you're all middle-class tosspots. Yeah. It happens to coincide with the Easter holidays, right? So there's loads of teachers out there, there's loads of school kids, loads of students, because they've got fuck all else to do. And they don't do it in the middle of winter, do they? They do it when it's nice weather.
And none of those dumb cunts in Westminster, like the fucking Tory government, they look at all these fucking surveys, focus groups.
Oh, yeah.
And the story came out over the
45%
week.
45% of cunts think that the earth is in trouble.
What it was something like 40% of Tory voters said they wanted more wind farms,
measures
to tackle climate change. Yeah, but this is where fucking Boris and his acolytes are so fucking stupid. Mm. Of course people say that. They always say, yeah, I want to save the planet. Yeah, yeah, I want more wind farms, renewables. I don't want coal fuel. I don't want fossil
fuel. But this is where
fuel.
You and I are slightly different.
But trust me, as soon as a surveyor has gone on to the next person with their little clipboard, that person who just got asked all the questions could no longer give a fuck again.
Right.
They only say that they care, but they don't really.
Do. See, when people ask me, don't you care about the planet? I just say no.
Yeah, I don't.
I fucking don't, actually.
I mean,
no.
If it blows up,
I was
up,
in a shop the other day,
cares?
They were like, would you like it to be packaged up? And I said, well, yeah. It's a present for somebody. Mm. Oh, well, we do different kinds of presents, and we can do a sustainable one. Or I said, no, I don't give a fuck about the planet. Just wrap it up and fucking put as much paper and as much fucking sellotape on it as possible.
So self-obsessed.
Thank you very much indeed.
So self-obsessed. You know, all they care about is their own survival.
I know.
I mean, if you die, it's not the end of the world, or is it? You know,
but did you see that great footage from the Netherlands? Because there was a bunch of them blockading some fucking oil terminal in the Netherlands. And there's a guy in like an estate car and he just goes up round the side of them. And they're trying to stop his car. And he's just driving very slowly but very determined across the fucking picket line, whatever it was. And these tossers is trying to stop the car. And of course, they can't stop it. And eventually, he just drives past. That's going to happen.
Yeah, well, the fucking Dutch. No one cares what happens in Holland. No one cares about the Dutch. Most pointless nation on the face of the earth. Is it Michael Caine said?
I love how all the cyclists always go, oh, have you not been to Holland?
Yeah.
Everybody's stoned in Holland. Nobody gives a fuck what happens
there. Yeah, it used to be all right. You could get free drugs and all that, but you can't anymore.
They're not free.
They've cracked down on it, haven't they?
Well, apparently marijuana tourism is something they don't want.
Well, why not?
I don't know.
I mean, you have to get fucking stoned if you're in Holland just to actually be able to tolerate the fucking shithole.
I once went there for a Sunday Times Business News Christmas party, would you believe, right? And we went straight to we went to some restaurant to have lunch, some Singapore restaurant. We then, of course, headed for some fucking coffee shop where I proceeded to buy two giant fucking reefers. Right. One of which I smoked, and the other one of which I forgot that I'd secreted in my pocket, right? And because we chartered a plane from City Airport.
Oh, so you took that back to Britain?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Britain, better than that, they had a fucking police escort meeting us at City Airport to take us through customs because it was the Sunday Times Business News. It was fucking great.
Should have lit up.
This thing, I got on what is now the Overground, the old Broad Street line in those days to come back to fucking Hampstead, right? And I put my hand in my pocket. I went, fucking hell, I've got this huge fucking joint. Well, it was great.
Good news then, though.
Absolutely no problem
at all.
Home
and dry, you know,
absolutely
do it.
Absolutely right. It was fantastic. Now, let me tell you about spring cleaning because it's time the carpets get cleaned in your house. The drapes need dusting. Those are curtains to some people. And the lawn also needs mowing. Now, you can make as many jokes about that as you want. Spring has sprung. the global leaders in below-the-waist grooming have the best tools for cleaning aisle five in your pants. And you know what we're talking about, Manscaped, right? Manscaped.com, 20% off, plus free shipping for all listeners to the Thought Police. All you got to do is use the code POLICE, okay? So package 4.0 has got all sorts of great things. It's got the Crop Preserver, which is an anti-chafing ball deodorant moisturizer, the Crop Reviver, spray-on toner. They'll also give you the Weed Whacker. They'll also give you the Lawnmower, so you can keep yourself shaved in all the right places. It's brilliant. Yeah. Manscaped.com. All you got to do, they've also partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society this month to bring awareness to testicular cancer, men's health, and early cancer detection. They're going to raise awareness because apparently it's the most common form of cancer in men aged 15 to 35, and they're giving their support by starting a We Save Balls initiative. So go, please, to manscaped.com. You'll get 20% off plus free shipping. Use the code POLICE. It's time to throw out your old hygiene habits and upgrade your life. Simple as that.
Good stuff.
Yeah, good. Now let's talk about Dishy Rishi.
Oh, Dishy Rishi.
Now known
or Fishy Rishi.
As Fishy Rishi. What's going on with him?
Well, he's a fucking idiot, isn't he? Useless politician.
Yeah. World's worst chancellor.
Yeah, gets found out that his wife's a non-dom and isn't paying the taxes that her
husband... Is she older than him, by the way?
Yeah, I think she is, actually.
She looks about 30 years older than him.
Yeah, she's 72.
Not to...
And he's 33. So it's a strange marriage.
Not to put too fine a point on it or be accused of being some kind of misogynist. Yeah. But she looks like his mother.
What first attracted you, Rishi, to the 87-year-old billionaire's daughter?
Yeah, I'm richer than the Queen. Yeah, you fucking look about the same age.
So he declares it all, but he keeps it quiet, basically.
Yeah.
And now that everyone has found out that his fucking wife is non-dom and doesn't pay the taxes.
Apparently she's only 42.
That her husband seeks to impose on the rest of us. He doesn't like it. And so suddenly, when everybody goes, fuck all that, she suddenly says, well, I will pay full tax on all my global earnings.
Yeah, even though I don't have to.
Yeah, but the point is, that's what I was trying to explain on Friday. I'm sure you were too.
Yeah.
To all our sort of Tory lickspittle
We're all going, why are they picking on him?
Nothing wrong with that. She hasn't done anything wrong. I said, you fucking wait. If she hasn't done anything wrong, why did she change her mind the next day?
But also,
of course she's fucking done something wrong.
Also, why has she lied about the fact that if you're an Indian citizen, they don't allow you to be citizen of any other country?
Did she lie about that, or did people just assume that?
No, they said...
Did she say that?
That she had to be...
I think it came...
The original statement from her was that I have to have this status...
It's not true.
Purely and simply because India does not recognise that I can give up my citizenship.
It's not true.
They have the same deal in America. You know, the UK, for example, does not recognise dual citizenship, and neither does the Americans.
Yeah, but,
America's, but you can still
America's
have it.
Only is the... I think we should have the American system, but it's the only country in the world where if you live there, you have to pay tax on all your global earnings. So it's not just citizens. You remember that from when you were there.
No, but it's also, and I think insidious is why we shouldn't adopt what they do, because it also says that if you happen to be a citizen of the US and you live abroad, you still have to file a tax return in America, and you may have to pay tax in America, even though you don't earn any money there.
Yeah, but, well, we should do that.
Well, we could pay tax. Well, we could also talk about our old mate Dermot Pegavy, who was perpetually broke. And
did he get dark nicked by the IRS?
He did eventually, because he didn't pay any tax anywhere for ages, right?
Didn't he?
And they used to have an agreement where we would go and work out in America, and you had to pay tax either in the UK or where your source
was. Yeah, we had to be tax exiles from
Britain. I chose to pay tax in America because it was cheaper.
So of course,
basically.
We all did.
I had my own company, paid tax in America, it was no problem at all. Of course, when I came back, the fucking tax man tried to do me for 30,000 quid. I got back to London and got a fucking tax in mind. I rang them up. I said, what the fuck's this? They said, we can't talk about it. I said, what do you mean you can't talk about it? Well, we tried to contact you, but I'm afraid we haven't had any answer for you, so we're going to have to go to a tribunal. I said, well, this is the first letter I've ever seen. And they went, we've been sending them to you. And I said, well, I haven't got any. Anyway, we went to a tribunal. The case was fucking dismissed within about 2 seconds.
Yeah.
They sent four people down to Chippenham in Wiltshire from the tax office in Edinburgh to say that I owed them 30 grand, which I didn't fucking owe them.
Yeah.
They'd basically taken some of the money that I'd received from American work, which I'd already paid tax on, extrapolated into a year and gone, you owe us 30 grand.
Yeah,
it's like, go fuck yourself. Can you imagine saying to the tax man, actually, I don't need to pay this anymore because I'm a non-dom? So fuck off.
Yeah. So I mean, but you know, people like you and me, when we're working in America, you do declare yourself essentially a British tax exile. So you just pay American tax.
Yeah.
But then because you've done that, you're susceptible to having to pay tax on all your global earnings to America. But that's fair enough.
I mean, when you talk about global earnings, it's not like we've been making global fucking earnings.
Well, I was making quite a lot of money.
Well, I was making loads of money, but it was only really coming from one or two places.
I was making a lot of money from Australia, New Zealand, Polynesia, places like
Polynesia?
That. Yeah.
What the fuck were you selling them?
Well, they were good for syndication.
Yeah, syndication was great. I discovered, funnily enough, late on into my career in New York, that the fucking Sunday Times was syndicating all my stories all over the fucking world. And eventually I rang them up. I said, what the fuck are you doing? They said, oh, well, we can pay you some of that.
I had that problem.
And we agreed a 50-50 split, which actually was great. But I would then sell the original story to everybody else in that country as well, so they all had it. So it didn't make any fucking odds.
I just gave it to a syndicator, and you know they come back once a month with all the money. So just let them get on with it.
No, I've got a good.
But you know,
but Dishy Rishi's out of a fucking job, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he doesn't realize. So she on Saturday suddenly said, "Oh, I've changed my mind. I won't be non-dom. I'll pay British tax on my full global earnings."
I don't know why she's bothered.
And this was an attempt to save her husband's career.
Right.
I've got bad news for you, Mrs. Sunak. Your fucking husband's career
is toast.
In the fucking toilet, and it's never getting out.
But he's been fucked by Boris, basically. Not the first person to.
Well, someone has leaked this story, and the generous interpretation is it's Labour. But most people think it's coming from next door.
Labour are too fucking stupid.
Number 10.
I mean, number 10 will have known all this stuff about him years, right?
Of course.
And they've just been waiting until he popped his head up above the parapet and went, oh, I could be the next Prime Minister. Bang.
Yeah, yeah.
You're dead.
He's fucked.
Fuck off.
He's fucked. It's all over for him.
Time to get back.
I don't think it'll be Chancellor for much longer.
No, he won't be. Well, I said last week about this time, Boris Johnson's got it in for him. He's going to humiliate him, drag him through the fucking papers, and then he's going to fire him. So he will be well and truly properly fucked.
By the way, what a fucking great wedding, Brooklyn.
I can do better than that.
Brooklyn Beckham.
There's a picture. There's a picture right on the front. There's a picture on the front page of the Sun.
Yeah.
It's fucking you. Have you seen that? That's you.
He does look a bit like.
Like a young Kevin O'Sullivan.
Does,
it's fucking
he?
You. Yeah. Hey, have a look.
I see. Great guy. Good looking guy. I've got to tell you that. He's in a big.
I took one look at that this morning. I was like, that's Kevin O'Sullivan. We'll have to put that picture out later. Because
by the way, shit fucking star turnout. There was hardly anyone had heard of there.
No, I know. I mean, I literally have read nothing about that wedding because I couldn't care less.
That's only because you studiously avoid about 12 pages of every bloody paper.
Well, like, yeah, but I can't be bothered. I don't care.
I'll tell you what I think it is. I think that Posh and Becks, they're like creatures of the 1990s.
Yes.
When the big event wedding was a thing. And now it looks ridiculous, outdated, anachronistic, grotesquely...
Also, there's a fucking war on, by the way.
Grotesquely,
you know,
opulent when we've got things like Ukraine going on. And
do you remember when they got married and they had the thrones?
Of course I do. Well, that's my point.
And they had the fucking thrones.
That's my whole fucking point. That they sold that to OK magazine for a fucking fortune. And so they think that's what you do when you get married. Well, why do you have to do that? Why does it have to be... Why don't you just fucking get married in a church... Go on your honeymoon.
Have a nice party.
Don't invite 5,000 people.
Also, don't sell it.
Spend 3 million quid on it.
Don't sell it to fucking Hello Magazine.
What is the? Well, I don't think they did that, to be fair. But what the fuck is that about? That vulgar display of opulent wealth over in America.
It's really not smart.
Vile.
It really is horrible. I remember there was a time when all those fucking. I mean, the classic one, of course, was Madonna and Sean Penn when they decided that they were going to sell their wedding and nobody was going to be invited to it. No paparazzi. And they did it in Malibu, do you remember? I don't know if you probably before.
Of course, I know. Well, I was there then.
There?
Yeah, then. They wrote fuck off in the sand.
And Phil Ramey put these fucking helicopters up, all these helicopters. And they wind swept. They totally ruined it. Fucking hilarious.
I'll tell you, the funniest celebrity wedding I've been to was when Liz Taylor married that fucking bulldozer driver, Larry Fortensky.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so. That fucking pedo pervert kid fucker, Michael Jackson, gave Liz and Larry his.
I mean, when you say that, You seem sure that that's the case.
Yeah, he is. He was a kid fucker. Let's not beat about the bush. Yeah.
Right, okay.
As he's bullshit. I've seen that kid Geordie Chandler's 111-page statement.
Okay.
I've read every fucking word. Michael Jackson was a disgusting pervert. Everybody fucking knows. Anyway, he was rich. He had this place in Los Olivos, which is up north of Santa Barbara, where Harry and
was that where
Meghan
Neverland was?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's in Los Olivos.
Well, as in, you never so fucking anyway, get out of my bedroom.
Anyway, on the fucking day, on the fuck. By the way, so we were there. We were up there for about 3 days, staying at this hotel. It's covering it. And every day we go to this bar. It's quite a good bar restaurant there. And we chat to all the waitresses, and they would tell us. This is before any of the revelations came out about Michael Jackson, how they would never let their kids go to Neverland. And I go, well, what to one of these websites? So what? Bad things happen there.
Yeah.
Bad things happen to children there. Yeah. You know? Anyway, so come the day of the fucking wedding, it was hilarious. So, of course, we're not allowed in, but we go. We have to stand outside the gates. And you look at the sky, it was like fucking Vietnam.
Right.
There were so many fucking helicopters. I mean, I'm not kidding, about 50 right. helicopters hovering above this shit wedding between this clapped out old actress
Harridan.
And a fucking bulldozer Harridan. Driver.
Yeah,
yeah. You think, well, we did. Yeah, at what chances you give the famous 8 times married Oscar-winning actress Liz Taylor and this bulldozer driver?
Yeah,
not many,
didn't
really.
Last long,
and
did
guess
it?
What? It didn't last.
No. Well, I went to John McEnroe and Tatum O'Neill's wedding, which was in Long Island near Oyster Bay. And they,
hang on. Oh yeah, yeah.
They'd even gone to the extent of draping fucking sheets
That's
over
right.
the church, right? So they would drive the limo inside the sheets, and they'd get out of the car and walk into the church so nobody could get a picture because they'd sold it
privacy,
to fucking Hello. No, they sold it to Hello magazine.
Privacy
for a million fucking
for their
dollars,
contract.
Right?
Yeah,
so we started winding up all the locals who were there to see them, to the point where when they came out, everyone was just booing. Show us your face. Don't be a fucking ass. Show us your face. And in the end, we shamed them into showing their face, which completely fucked their deal with Hello magazine because then everybody had the fucking pictures. But what a collection of absolute cunts who would do that, you know, instead of actually sharing their happy day. And it's not like they needed any more fucking money. That one didn't go too well either.
Because if you get a quick £1 million, I might consider the deal.
Well, yeah, but if you didn't already have 20 million, which McEnroe had, you know, and Tatum O'Neill, you know, didn't probably remember much about it anyway, because I think that was still in her coke snorting days, to be honest.
But rich people get rich by, you know, making more money like that. At least John McEnroe's clearly a little bit more financially savvy than Boris Becker.
What the fuck is going on with Boris Becker?
He's fucked, isn't he?
But how is he going? Surely he can't go to prison, can he?
Well, he's facing 7 years.
Yeah, but he surely won't be put in jail.
The interesting thing about it, there were, I think, 22 charges against him. And he only got found guilty on 4 of them.
Right.
But they're very serious. It was all about hiding his fortune. You know, it's game, set, and match to the tax man, Boris.
Yeah.
You're going to do time.
Imagine if Boris Becker goes to jail. That'll be funny. Have you seen the latest from Matt Hancock, by the way? Apparently, he's going to take in some Ukrainians. I don't know whether he's done that thing where.
Poor Ukrainians. Where, as if being in war torn Ukraine wasn't bad enough.
Well,
having Russian missiles rain down on you. Now they've got to live with Matt fucking Hancock.
Well,
Christ.
I mean. And the lovely Gina Lollobrigida. Yeah. I mean, what about, maybe he's going to reenact that scene from the Department of Health where he puts his hands on their ass while they fucking stand underneath the video camera.
Gina Lollobrigida. Oh,
his fucking mistress. Is you know, the woman he left his wife for.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not just Gina Colandangelo, but I always call her Gina Lollobrigida just because it sounds similar.
So they've got to share the house with Gina Lollobrigida and Matt Hancock.
And I think between them, they've got about 6 kids, haven't they? It's going to be a bit fucking crowded.
Yeah. So are Ukrainians definitely going in, or is this a bit of virtue signaling?
No, he's told a newspaper that he instinctively made an offer to a constituent
instinctively,
his family
because I'm such a good guy.
Was in desperate need. So he says he's going to get 7 of them, right? The family of 7 and their 4 dogs at his home in Suffolk. Does that mean he gets 7 times 350 quid?
No, it doesn't matter how many you have, you only get 350.
Here's a phrase you hear many times with Matt Hancock. Well, the Conservative MP said he was helping out a female constituent.
I think he's done too much of that in the past.
Any chance you want to put in the health secretary's cock?
Fucking
you know,
hand job.
Only if you give me 7 fucking refugees and you come and shag me around the... I mean, what a fucking scumbag. He really is.
Yeah. Eh? He was a great health secretary, though. And now fucking Sajid Javid is the guy who took over him. Turns out he was non-dom as well.
Yeah, well, how the fuck does that work? Well, but that was when he was working for Deutsche Bank.
Yeah, he's working as abroad, if that's a good and he came thing. Back and kept his non-dom. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just ridiculous. Absolutely crazy. Now, have you ever suffered from premature ejaculation?
Yeah.
Not
yeah,
as far as yeah, you know.
Very much so.
Well, apparently they've got a cure now.
Yeah.
The University of Beirut have come
go
up
out with an
it.
Ugly bird.
Yeah. Well, that was the other story. That was the other story from last week, the double win situation, where it said that if you take too much Viagra, you go blind. I said, well, great news is you don't give a fuck who you're shagging.
Yeah,
them, do
that's
you?
Exactly right. Exactly right. So, hang on a second. So, what's the news then about premature ejaculation?
Well, apparently scientists reckon that they can help men last 7 times longer in bed, right? You may not want to. But the bad
so
news is
like 35 seconds.
But the bad news is it involves zapping the penis for half an hour at a time.
Fuck's sake!
Which sounds a bit
what
painful.
With a stun gun,
electric current, right?
An electric fucking
yeah.
gun.
It'll fucking
taser
kill. It'll
taser
kill.
Your todger. The todger. Yeah. The todger taser.
It'll kill premature ejaculation. You won't be able to fucking get it up.
Yeah.
You know what the fuck are you doing with that? I was just gonna give you a quick zap.
Laser your cock off.
Absolutely sake. Extraordinary. Yeah, but it's also, whoever fucking did anything that came out of the University of Beirut?
Is that what they've been doing?
Doctors in Lebanon say they treated an unidentified man. Yeah, probably tortured him. He's fucking chained to a radiator, this bloke, and they're zapping his cock. And guess what? He hasn't come for a week.
So how long does it take to zap your cock into not coming that quick?
About 6 months, apparently.
What, you sit there tasering your todger
yeah.
for 6 months?
Apparently,
it's a long process.
After
then,
completing
it?
The treatment for 6 months, he was able to pleasure his girlfriend for almost 5 minutes.
Is that it? Fucking hell.
I mean,
5 minutes
yeah.
after 6 months?
They're easily pleased in
Jesus,
Lebanon.
It's not
fuck
a
me.
Fucking effort, is it?
Yeah. I mean, apparently, he's a 28-year-old. The 28-year-old patient couldn't be helped. The patient had been in a relationship with his girlfriend for a year. They had sex at least twice a week. And he would climax after just 40 seconds.
Fuck it now.
I mean, at least you can still watch the football, I suppose.
Well, yeah. I got caught doing that once.
What, watching the football while shagging?
Match of the day over the shoulder. She was on top.
I was at university. What was the game?
There's football on the
was top. It Fulham?
Halfway through, I think it might have been. And she suddenly went, are you watching the football? Because I think there was a kind of it was a close nearly a goal, and you know, and I went shit, and I got caught.
Yeah, well, you got to be careful not to be caught. It says here the man underwent zapping therapy. He had two electrodes placed on the surface of his penis. One was placed at the bottom of his member, while the other sat around 2 centimeters higher up.
Yeah, well, so you could call it the taser todger, couldn't you? Or you could call it the product cocksure.
It says here, right, before the treatment, his ejaculation came about 40 seconds into the sex act. By the end of it, it had jumped to 3 minutes and 54
fucking
seconds.
Hell,
I mean,
deal.
Fuck me.
Ooh, not, problem solved.
It's not exactly fucking 50 Shades of Grey,
yeah,
is it?
She was fucking hop-skipping and jumping down the street for joy.
Apparently, the duration continued to rise even after he stopped using the device. And apparently, this is the according to the NHS, this is the average length of time it takes for men to ejaculate. 5 minutes. Oh, hang on a minute.
5 minutes?
Yeah, 5 minutes, yeah. That's not very long, is it?
Fuck it off.
5 minutes?
5 minutes? What's the matter with him?
Is it? Anyway, never mind.
Takes me 6 hours.
Especially if you've had a drink.
You get that sometimes, don't you?
I remember a guy, we used to have a guy that works at the Express. He came in one day, he said, yeah, it was quite funny last night. He said, went out with the wife, and we'd been out.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
For dinner, we ended up getting quite pissed. Came home anyway, we ended up having sex. And sometime into it, she said to me, are you going to be much longer? And he went, well, I don't know, really. Why? She said, I think I'm going to be sick.
I just said, go with it. Go with the flow, be sick, I'll carry
on. Also, don't want to miss match of the day. Now, I want to tell you about GetKeeper.com. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
Keeper.com, right, is a very interesting company, right? They are they securely create, share, and manage passwords. So that you know
that's
how,
a good idea.
If you've got a password, one, you can never remember what it is.
Exactly.
Or two, if you want to share it with somebody, it's a pain in the ass, right? If you're frustrated when you can't remember it, and we tend to reuse them. In today's world where everything's digital, this is akin to leaving your house with your house unlocked and your car unlocked, right? We all know we need to do a better job with our passwords. The time to do it is now. Get a password manager now. Get the best, GetKeeper. You can start a free trial if you listen to the Thought Police. Get-keeper.com, okay? So there's no reason, it won't cost you any money. You can store more than passwords. You can store your social security cards, passport pictures, and more. It's also great for business. It provides all the features small and large businesses need, including integration, role-based access control, secret management as well. And it's the most secure password-holding company in the world.
That sounds good. It's called, good idea.
It's called www.get-keeper.com. And you get a free trial just by listening to the Thought Police. So give it a go, and you'll never lose another password ever.
Good idea. Good idea.
Yeah, absolutely right. Now, as far as the future of the government is concerned, who do you reckon is going to be the next chancellor?
That's a good question. Sajid Javid, I'd imagine.
What, the former non-dom?
Well, the former chancellor.
A bit fucking ironic.
Never really got a crack at the job.
He didn't really, did he? Do you think Boris?
Actually, you
is
might gonna... non-dom, but it's interesting the way he suddenly chose to reveal that, because he could see that all the papers
that might
start
come
digging
out
into cabinet ministers' tax affairs. So he unilaterally revealed that. But I think he would be a good bet to take over from Rishi. And I think Rishi clearly is not the kind of guy who's got any capacity for dealing with the downside of politics. He loved it when he was the fairy godmother handing out furlough to everybody for way too long. Everybody going, oh, great, he's a great guy, he gives us free money, we don't have to go to work. Now we're paying it back, everybody hates him, and he can't take it.
Yeah, he really can't. I mean, it seems incredible, doesn't it, that this guy could get so fucking fast, so high so fast, without anybody actually asking the question about, well, don't you think it's a bit complicated? His wife is one of the richest women in the fucking world, you know. That's why does he even want the fucking job?
Well, don't forget, he was fucking rich as well. I mean, he's thought to be pretty much a billionaire. And in fairness to him, he made his own money as a hedge funder in the city.
Yeah, right.
So good luck to him on that front. So he it's not to do with his wealth, his wife's wealth. He's fucking rich as well. Mm. I think that's why he's in trouble, because people don't like rich people.
No.
And he's rich.
He is. He is too rich. That's the thing. Now, we're almost at the end of the podcast for this week. Not forgetting that we've got a new live show coming up on May the 7th. We've also got some news coming from the old TV land world, which we can't quite reveal yet, but we will soon.
Indeed.
Maybe next week we can reveal that.
Yep.
But there could be a new show on the horizon. Let's mention Dave Johnson, the Thought Police fan, also the boss of Suitable Choices, which is an independent mortgage broker which covers the whole of the UK. It's based in sunny Kent, just outside of Margate. His tagline is straight talking, no bullshit advice. He's a man after our own heart. And the web address is suitablechoices.co.uk. Look for his remortgage and advice on all sorts of other things. It's in the contact details of this podcast right here. We should also thank our Patreon executive producers, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
And if you want to go to Patreon and sign up, which you haven't done yet, if you haven't done it, I don't know why you haven't done it, because over there you'll find all sorts of live streams of shows that we've done before. Newcastle's there. I think the first Putney show is there. You can also see a vodcast every single week. And you might soon be able to get access to all manner of bits and pieces of merchandise, right?
Yes, that's good.
Have you got some names there for me? Do you know we've had...
Nobody fucking sent them to me.
Well, we send them to you every week and you keep
fucking
losing
them. Got them.
Well, I've got them here. I'll tell you who they are. I'll tell you who they are. Jason Steele, Leonie Thomas, Robbie Lunnan, Matt Clark, Jennifer Leinberger, the American Whore, John O'Brien, Emma Lou, George Mayling, Tom O'Donnell, Emil Watters, Robbie Lunnan, Jenny 29, Dean McCarthy.
Jenny fuck 29. She fucks 29, but man,
she's stuck on that number, though.
Yeah.
Martin Gundry,
can't
of course,
break
as well.
30.
Now, can you give them all a collective insult, please? Because they're a bit worried that we're not being horrible enough to them.
A bunch of Ocean going cunts.
I think
world class.
Yeah.
World class wankers.
24 karat twats.
But they all like to be called cunts. They don't like
other
insults.
They prefer it. They do prefer that.
It is a catch all. Is it the worst insult?
What, cunt?
To call someone a cunt?
I think it is. I was actually looking, funnily enough, at some of the worst insults you can say to people. Cunt is definitely up there as the most, one of the most serious.
Well, no, in this country, it isn't, is it? Because people use it like a kind of.
I was telling somebody the other day about some
in
Hungarian.
America. It's like the worst thing you can.
Oh yeah, they hate it, America. But also in America, they use it kind of in a much more nasty way. And I've always said to you,
for them, it's.
I've always said to you that I'm never comfortable when you start calling women cunts. You know, unless they actually are, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not something I would.
Well, no, I think we should call women cunts just to piss them off.
But in America, they do that with a real nastiness, and they.
So do I. So do I.
It's not funny.
To be fair.
Yeah, but I mean. I was talking to somebody the other day about, I used to work in Louis, the Hungarian patisserie in Hampstead, and I learned all these Hungarian swear words, and they're far more colourful. You know, it's all to do with animals and your family, and it's really much more kind of poetic.
Well, what do you mean you're not comfortable when I call women cunts, you fucking hippy-dippy cunt?
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, this is from Kevin O'Sullivan, the Hampstead-dwelling vegan, right, who apparently likes to be horrible.
At least I call women cunts.
What?
At least I call women cunts.
Yeah, but I don't, you see. That makes me more civilised. Because I don't feel comfortable with it.
Well, fucking prick. Why not?
I just don't. I don't have to agree with everything you say. You don't have to agree with everything I say.
But you've got to have the courage of your
conviction. I would rather call you a cunt than a woman.
Why? That's sexist.
Because you are a cunt.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. But so are quite a lot of women.
Well, I wouldn't call them that, though. I wouldn't call them that.
Well, what would you call them, then?
Well, it depends. It depends on how bad they are. I just wouldn't do it.
Flipping twits or something like
not
that.
Really?
Well, what would you call them?
I tend.
Why can't you call a woman a cunt?
Because I think it's rude.
Oh, fuck off!
Okay,
that'd be so ridiculous.
Right. Kevin O'Sullivan likes to call people all sorts of bad names. I don't because I'm not that kind of guy. But that's okay. The Thought Police will be back with you same time next week. Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't be a cunt.
All you women out there, you're still cunts as far as I'm concerned.
But we'll see you next time. Cunt.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.